I guess you come to expect a physical game against the Los Angeles Kings, but 10 hits for yourself yesterday. Just kind of describe maybe what it was like out there and just how much of a grind it was.
Yeah, you know, we expected it to be a physical game. Obviously, you know, they're a big team. They play a hard game, and I think the intensity last night was up a little bit, especially in the third period from, you know, some of the games earlier on in the season. So, yeah, you know, it was a physical game, and I thought we responded really well to it, and it was a big win for us.
You've seen Anaheim a few times in your career now. Do you almost have the exact same expectations coming in here tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, exact same thing. Big team, physical team, hard forecheck. You know, they go to the front of the net really hard, try to get a lot of pucks there, and a good goaltender, and they've got a pretty mobile back end. Obviously, they've got a couple injuries, but, you know, similar game to what we faced against LA, so we're going to have to be ready.
You like these afternoon games? You like the way the calendar works out here to wrap up this four-game trip?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I actually really like the afternoon games. You know, it's sort of like you get up from your pregame nap, and you're right into the game day, and away you go. So, obviously, it's nice the fact that we have the back-to-back, so there's a little more rest in between. But, yeah, personally, I like the afternoon games.
Josh, I just wondered if I repeated yourself, I apologize, but the lofty status that you guys have right now, third or fourth in the National Hockey League, not somewhere that this club has been. How does that get a little overwhelming, or do the approach change, or because again, it's a place you haven't been before?
I don't think the approach changes. I mean, you know, what we've done in the first 21 games to get ourselves in this position, we have to continue to do. You know, it only gets harder from here. Every game, the intensity picks up. I think every quarter of the season, and then again in the playoffs, it picks up again. So for us, we're happy with how we started, but there's a lot of things that we have to keep working on in our game and, you know, keep working on if we want to get to where we want to be. But, you know, it's been a good start, and we just want to keep this going.
American Thanksgiving sort of mystique of being a playoff contender now, and how, you know, more often than not those teams make it in. I mean, is it you guys ever even consider that, or are we the ones that make a big deal out of it?
I mean, obviously you'd rather be in a good place right now than not, sure, but at the same time there's a lot of hockey left. I mean, there's a lot of points left on the table here in the next three quarters of this season. So for us, yeah, you know, we wanted to have a good start, and the start of the year, if we would have said this is where we'd be, we'd be happy. But just as a team, I think we know we have a lot of area to improve still, and you know, we want to keep pushing that envelope every day to get better and better, and you know, get to where our goals are.
Is there a palpable change on the bench when in a game like last night, or say a Jet team in the past, that may have been a game that got away from you, or some close games late, you know, in recent history would have got away from you. This Jet team knows how to clamp those ones down, even when there's some stressful situations.
Well, I mean, we got great goaltending. Obviously, Mace played awesome, made some big saves, but that's something we've been trying to work on a lot. I mean, even going back, you know, the first two games of the season, we talked about it a lot, where we sort of didn't feel the game that well. You know, the momentum shifts in games. Sometimes you just have to make that chip play, or, you know, that simple dump in as opposed to making a move at the either of the blue lines kind of thing, and, you know, feeding that momentum. So I think we've gotten a lot better at sort of understanding the feel of the game and where the momentum is, but yeah, those are ones that, you know, you get in that situation down the line, you draw on those games where you're able to you know, close out a 2-1 win. But definitely that's something we want to keep working on, and something we're going to have to keep doing if we want to, you know, stay hot.
That last one, as goofy as it sounds, was those two first games of the season almost a bit of a blessing in disguise?
Well, I mean, at the time it wasn't, yeah, but definitely. I mean, I think you learn a lot from those games. I mean, you learn a lot from your wins. You learn probably even more from your losses. And, you know, I think those first two games we were a little bit loose, of course. It's a long time ago now, but I think we, you know, anytime you go through adversity as a group, especially early on, but at any time really, it's how you respond, it's how you learn from it. And like I said, I think that was the big thing in those games, is just sort of we weren't understanding the flow of the game and sort of letting it get away from us. And that's something we've been a lot better at, you know, over the last month or so. So that's something, you know, that we want to make a big part of our team, is having that identity of playing a consistent 60 minutes and sort of, you know, being tough to play against that way by not giving the other team those extra easy opportunities.